NFL Scouting Combine finally getting going with on-field workouts. We've got measurements. We've got 40 times. Which prospects caught our eye for the 49ers, quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends? Coming up on today's Locked On 49ers.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers. Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker with you at BB Peacock at Eric underscore Crocker talking combine today. Thanks for making us your first listen right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Croc, did you get excited about any of these players hitting the ground and actually running, seeing how big and fast these guys are and hand sizes and arm lengths and all those things? It's the entire evaluation. You need all of it. I know you got to lean to the tape, and the tape tells the whole story, but it's hard not to get excited about some of these guys when you see them running out there in shorts.
Yeah, you want to see if maybe some of the things that you've seen on film, if that carries over to a lot of the testing. And, you know, there is something, no matter what, you're always going to have your outliers, but there is something to the numbers and how that kind of pans out through, you know, guys' careers. So it was interesting to see what some guys did or what some guys didn't do, some guys that chose not to run. But overall, I mean, immediately the unofficial times were blazing. The official times, not quite as fast, but still fast.
I can't remember a time when there was so many like wildly differing unofficial to official times. Usually it's pretty close, or maybe one guy has a bigger gap between the unofficial and the official times, but these were way off. Guys were breaking records, running 4.2s left and right. They still were a really fast group with the official times, but I can't remember a time when someone, you know, had a record setting run that was taken away. Like who was it? Tyquan Thornton. It looked like a 4.21, ended up being 4.28, which is crazy fast, but you know, 4.21 is a record breaker, so he was probably super bummed out after thinking he broke the combine record.
Well, I mean, not just that, Chris Olave ran 4.26 unofficial, and his official time was like 4.39. It's like, what?
How do you miss that much? But it looked like he was flying compared to the other guys too. It looked like a legit 4.26 for Chris Olave, and actually in the end, in his in the official times, he got beat out with a 4.38 by 0.01 by his Ohio State teammate Garrett Wilson, which is a little surprising. So
yeah, whose time was fast as well. I mean, just like you said, the disparity between their unofficial times and their official times, really wild. One guy didn't change. I think there was only one guy whose 4.3 did not change. That was Alec Pierce, receiver out of Cincinnati. He timed at a 4.3 unofficial, and his official time was the same. Everyone else got slower.
I think Calvin Austin too. Calvin Austin ended up with the 4.32 official time, which is okay. We knew he was going to fly, and he jumped like crazy. And I mean, that was one of the most obvious, was we knew Calvin Austin was going to fly. The question is, can you sneak in and grab him in that day three range, fourth round range? Is he going to be a day two guy? Because he's not very big. And that was my first takeaway with this entire class, is these guys are small. I've never seen a group of wide receivers where so few of them weighed in at over 200 pounds. And there was like 10 guys that were in the 170s, Croc. Is this just the new way of the NFL? We're just kind of little guys out there all the time?
Right. Well, I think that has something to do with it, maybe how fast guys were running. It was historically light for this class. I believe the average was 196 or something like that, which is like the lowest ever. So maybe that has to do with some of these guys running extremely fast. And, you know, you talked about Calvin Austin. We spoke about him at the Senior Bowl and kind of what I was seeing from him. And he was terrific. If it wasn't Christian Watson, the best receiver there, I thought it was Calvin Austin, what he was doing. And you look at how he's built, because a lot of people are going to look at his height. They're going to look at his weight. And he's like a shade under 5'9", or shade under 5'8", somewhere around there. And he weighed in at 170 pounds, right? But he's kind of rocked up. He's built very well. He's just small. But he's not like this, like a DeSean Jackson or like a Devontae Smith, who are six, you know, Devontae Smith was 6'1 and weighed in at 166. This guy is not built like that. He's much more kind of compact with how he's built. So to see him test extremely well, that matched for sure what we saw on film. Very explosive receiver, and the 49ers are looking for, you know, someone like that. I talked about Jakeem Grant a lot and kind of what he could bring from a stretching the field perspective and also a return specialist. I think Calvin Austin, he's that type of guy as well. Calvin Austin out of Memphis.
Yeah, little under 5'8", 170, can flat out fly, jumping through the roof as well. Return man for sure in the NFL. The question for how high he goes is how teams feel about what he's going to be able to do on offense at, on the outside as a receiver. And he was good at Memphis. He was good at the Senior Bowl doing that. So I think he can do a lot.
They couldn't guard him. Yeah. They couldn't guard him in the slot. They couldn't guard him on the outside. He was making guys speed turn at the line of scrimmage. They didn't know exactly how to judge his speed or how to guard it. And then when he did routes where he's pushing vertically, I mean, he was getting them going upfield. He was sitting routes down. I mean, I thought he was a complete receiver. He just small.
Maybe late third round, Calvin Austin, right in that range.
I mean,
Tutu Atwell, who was, I don't think, as good a prospect as Calvin Austin, went like 50 last year. He only weighed 155 pounds for the Rams.
You know what? I was going to actually say, like, you know, who do we compare him to in the sense of his height, his weight, and his speed? And I think Tutu Atwell, that's a good guy. Like, but like I said, I mean, 15 pounds lighter.
Crazy. It's crazy stuff we're seeing out there. But that's why they were running so fast. A record 8. It looked like 12 guys ran sub 4.4, but a record, combine record, the old record was 7. I think official numbers now, 8 guys ran 4.39 or faster, and then a bunch of guys in the low 4.4s as well that it looked like they did have 4.3s unofficial. The big winner of the whole wide receiver group to me, and when we talked about how small this group is, how about the dude who showed up at 6'4", 200 pounds in Christian Watson, who we've talked about a lot on this podcast, who'd be a nice fit for us. They need speed. They need some range. A guy who played wide receiver for their young quarterback in Trey Lance at North Dakota State, Christian Watson, 6'4", 208, unofficially ran a 4.28, which is absurd. And even the official number of 4.36 is blazing fast. And you look at all the metrics with the RAS, the relative athletic score of a 10.0, tied with Calvin Johnson as the only players ever to have a perfect relative athletic score. If you like that metric, if you want to go with Mike Clay's speed score from ESPN, which was best in the class when it's weighted by weight, because it's one thing when a guy who's 170 pounds once runs 4.3, but when you're 6'4", 208 and run 4.36, that's, I mean, big winner of the entire first day of workouts at the combine. At least the wide receiver group to me is North Dakota State's Christian Watson, and we talked a lot about him on day two. I don't know if he's going to be there for the 49ers when they first pick at number 61.
I did a mock last night for the Locked On NFL Draft Show, and I had him going number 26 to Tennessee Titans. And there might be people that think that that's an overreaction to play this guy in first round. But I'll tell you this. I saw people kind of projecting first round prior to the combine. And when you see a guy, I mean, we talked about the 40-yard dash time, but his vertical jump, close to 40 inches. His broad jump, 11.4. That might be a record. I think only him and Byron Jones – I remember Byron Jones jumping somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking about an extremely explosive athlete who also showed that explosibility on film, whether it was with his return ability, what we saw from him. They did end arounds and stuff with him. And one thing that I saw at the Senior Bowl, he's not just a speed guy. He is a terrific route runner for his size. He had good hips. He was dropping his weight. He had strong hands. He was playing through contact. I mean, he showed everything. So the fact that this might, you know, be something that's just, I mean, it's just really added value. They knew he could run, and there are people that were projecting him running this fast, but to see him actually do it, I think is extremely impressive. And there were a lot of 49er fans pushing back on the thoughts of needing a receiver. And a lot of people saying, hey, Christian Watson, second round, oh, no, he's going to be a day three guy and all this and the other. Well, he might be a day one guy. And now a lot of those 49er fans who were pushing back on the thought of adding that type of receiver to this roster, now they're like, man, I think we're going to miss out on getting a guy like him.
I was almost glad that Christian Watson didn't run the 4.2s, because we talked, I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, Croc, about some of the position groups. And by the way, on Friday, when the offensive linemen work out, you can look for 40 times that correlate better with an offensive lineman than with wide receivers in the league. You go through and look at the fastest times for 40 times for wide receivers and corners, and it's not that great of a group of players, but you look at the top 40 times and 20-yard shuttles, especially for offensive linemen, 10-yard splits on those 40s, you're going to find a lot of really good players there. So let's talk about that next week when we reconvene and recap everything else we saw from the on-field work at the combine, Croc, but I know wide receivers are one of your specialties. And I mean, Croc could break down any position that exists on a football field, including H-backs, maybe. Let's talk about that coming up. Let's talk about quarterbacks coming up. But I know you have some more wide receivers you want to talk about that maybe the 49ers could be looking at in this draft that we saw work out at the combine coming up. And by the way, you could still bet on some of these combine 40 times. Those DBs coming up, they're going to fly. The bench press with the biggins, with the offensive linemen and the defensive linemen coming up. BetOnline.net has you covered for those combine props, NFL draft props. You can still bet on football all year long. Super Bowl futures next year at BetOnline. And of course, basketball, pro and college hoops. The NCAA tournament is coming up in March, and there's nothing more fun to wager on than that at BetOnline, which remains the best spot for all your sports scores and even news this season. BetOnline.net has you covered for odds, totals, player performance, not just football, not just basketball, but hockey, boxing, UFC, and your favorite Vegas casino games, the number one spot for all your sports betting. So head over to the website or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action at BetOnline, where the game starts. Who else caught your eye, Croc, at the wide receiver position at the combine? Look, I think we've identified, I don't know what Kyle Shanahan's looking for. I feel like he's going to want to draft a medium-sized, medium-speed, good three-cone receiver, right? And so I don't know which one of these guys is that, but I think you and I are looking more for some ranginess, maybe some speed, and a guy like Christian Watson who has both. Anybody else catch your eye here that the 49ers might be looking at on day two or day three at wide receiver?
There is a guy who I was very impressed with, how he moved, how he ran, another Senior Bowl guy. 49ers love their Senior Bowl guys as well. Alec Pierce. He jumped over 40 inches. He ran 4.33. I wasn't expecting to see that. But one thing I did note when watching him live at the Senior Bowl, my initial reaction was, hey, man, this dude has more, he has more twitch than I was expecting to see. I was like, man, this is good. And you watch him get in and out of his breaks, run his routes at the Senior Bowl. It was terrific. He was a contested catch guy, specialist at Cincinnati. He did a terrific job with that, winning vertically down the field. And then watching him just run at the combine, and I'm not even talking about just the 40. And yeah, he ran the 4.33, but just his route running. There were a couple times where I'm like, a little choppy at the top of this route here. It took you a little too long to get out of that break. But just he fired off the ball fast. Thought he played strong. He looks the part. You talked about Christian Watson being kind of a bigger guy, running 4.36, but being, you know, 208 pounds. Well, if I'm not mistaken, Alec Pierce, maybe 211 pounds and around 6'2". What were his official measurements?
Yeah, we've got, I believe he was just under 6'3". They're rounded up here in the numbers I'm looking at. So it's listed at 6'3", 211, 33-inch arm length, 9-inch hands. So he's got long arms. He's a big guy. He's rocked up. He looked different than all those little guys out there. You could really tell when one of the big wide receivers showed up. There was only five receivers at the combine that weighed over 200 pounds, which blows my – maybe six. That blows my mind. And he is, I think, the second heaviest, third heaviest of the entire group at 6'3", 211. But he blazed. Actually, you know what, Croc? Got bad news for Alec Pierce. He did get his time adjusted too. His official time was adjusted from 4.33 to 4.41. Still blazing fast.
I take it.
Half inch. He had the biggest vertical of the group, I think. 40 and a half inches. I think he leads the entire combine so far with vertical jump at 40 and a half. Big broad jump as well. So very explosive linearly. And he's got some length. And he's got some size. And he was really impressive. And I hadn't watched any Alec Pierce except for just watching Desmond Ridder at Cincinnati. And I didn't realize Desmond Ridder had a receiver that had that much athleticism.
Oh yeah, no, I mean he was winning and winning a lot. Now, kind of disappeared against Alabama, and that worries you a little bit. Kind of playoff time.
Those are the guys he's going to see in the league.
But he was the guy. He was the guy. And watching him all year, anytime I watched Desmond Ridder, you know, he was a guy who stood out. But you know, I look at the 49ers, and there are other teams that are going to kind of look at this as well. You know, you see what Cooper Kupp is doing. And obviously this guy ran much faster and he's clearly much more athletic, but I still think he brings that same type of value. I think his moneymaker, I mean, put him in the slot, let him work against linebackers, let him work against safeties, let him use that speed, that size, that athleticism. I'm pretty sure somebody's going to be more than willing to block. I feel like if there's a Kyle Shanahan guy that, you know, Kyle, he doesn't like to wait on these guys to mature and all that. You ain't got to wait on him to mature. I think he's going to come in ready to go and ready to work hard and grasp the offense. He's like a jumbo-sized Trent Taylor that runs fast and can threaten teams vertically. Bring this guy in here. I mean, is he going to be around late second round for the 49ers? I don't know, but if he is, I saw a stat that talked about the teams in the playoffs. And a lot of the teams in the playoffs, they did not have good defenses like that. So is defense being a little overvalued, and should teams value more? Not saying, I mean, obviously, like, there's still a place for it. You got to play good defense when it matters. But can you outscore other teams? And ultimately, that's what hurt the 49ers. You got to be able to put up points. So, I mean, 49ers, I like the defense. I like the thought process. I like how they've been doing all that. But you have to be more explosive offensively, and you have the guys. Add more to it. Just be dynamic to the point where people are trying to figure out, how do we guard this team? Right now, it's how do you guard Kittle? How do you guard Debo? Okay, oh, Debo's a running back. So then there's Ayuk, and, you know, he's still kind of growing. But make them have to worry about the running back, the receiver, another receiver, another receiver, a tight end, and just be so – oh, by the way, this quarterback, he can take off. Oh, he can throw the ball 60 yards in the air. Be dynamic offensively and not have to just rely on the run game and defense.
I'm sold, man. And I hope the 49ers don't go into the draft thinking, oh, we have to draft X position. And if the right wide receiver is on the board at 61, you send in the card. Draft the best players available. And, yeah, go outscore some people. Be dynamic offensively. Make defenses cover more blades of grass than they've had to with the earlier iterations of the 49ers offense, and score some stinking points. And the defense is going to be good, I think, anyway, for the Niners. George Pickens, is he being underrated now? He went from the guy who was going to be the first wide receiver drafted in this class, or whatever it was he declared after his freshman season at Georgia. I mean, 6'3", a little under 200 pounds. He's 195 and can get open down the field. There's that one awesome catch I saw where he makes this one-handed grab, leaping and spinning around, but then kind of fell off. And I think he had some injuries, and looking at him now as a second round prospect, I'm thinking, dang, George Pickens, second round prospect. I think he could be a steal, like, and even to a higher degree than someone like T. Higgins was, who fell to the second round of the draft. But I mean, 6'3", 4'4", 7", maybe he doesn't fall to round two.
Is that what his official time was? 4'4", 7"?
Yeah, 4'4".
Because he had the 4'4", 3" and then followed out with a 4'4", 0", but again, unofficial. So 4'4", 7", which is still really good. And for that to be his official time, I was not expecting that from him by just watching him. So just to know that he has that in the back, that kind of reminds me of Justin Jefferson. I remember watching Justin Jefferson and just thinking, you know, 4'4", 7", maybe that type of guy. I mean, he even went and ran a 4'4", 3", low 4'4"s. That was really good for him. I think Pickens helped himself. Now, how much? I don't know, because everybody else is running 4'2"s in this class. But I think he helped himself in the sense of, because I was thinking maybe third round, even late third. I didn't even know what to expect from him because I didn't think he was going to test well, the injuries and all that. But showing that kind of dynamicness and explosiveness, I think that really helps. Do they have any short shuttle in times or anything?
Yeah, I want to get to those. And not every prospect ran all of those.
Alec Pierce, what was it?
Let's see here. Where are we at with – I just wanted to double check on George Pickens. Yeah, George Pickens is 6'3", 195. Let's go to, and I definitely wanted to check this out because Kyle Shanahan looks at three cones for sure. He does.
Right.
By the way, Calvin Austin did not, he chose not to run the three cone. I think he would have been really good in that, but he didn't run that one. But you know who did run a three cone, and this is a crazy fast three cone time, is Kevin Austin Jr. from Notre Dame. Anything under 7 is fantastic. 6.71.
That's really good.
That's crazy in the short area. And the only other guy that was under 7 in this class was Bo Melton from Rutgers. He was a 6.98. Then some other pretty low three cone times, you know, in the single digits of the 7s is really good too. Jalen Tolbert out of South Alabama, Jalen Naylor out of Michigan State were 7.03 and 7.08. And then Alec Pierce had 7.13. He had the fifth fastest of the guys who ran those three cones. Sky Moore, 7.13 as well. And those were the best three cone times of the combine for the wide receiver.
If I'm not mistaken, George Kittle, Kendrick Bourne, and Trent Taylor were all in the 6s. Now you have to look and see, but you know, and I think there's something to that. And I believe Debo Samuel was 7-1, maybe.
I remember seeing the list of, and it's been a while, and I know Kendrick Bourne only fast three cone time and a bad four He was like 4.74, but a crazy fast three.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. Kendrick Bourne had a 6.73. So just a hair more than
he would have been the second fastest, right?
Yeah, he would have been the second fastest in this class. But yeah, that's clearly something the 49ers look at, something Kyle Shanahan likes, and I think a lot of that shows up on film too. So he likes guys that can get in.
And what was Kittle's
in the short area? I'll have to look that up for a second here. But I want to also, real quick, just list off the 20 yard shuttle times, which is a lot of stop and start. You know, how quickly can you get going? And Kevin Austin again was fast in this one, 4.15. Anything in the 4.2s is really good for 20 yard shuttle. But Calvin Austin in this did lead the way at 4.07. So Calvin Austin and Kevin Austin, I don't know if they're related, but both of them are quick in that short area and quick in the long area as well. And again, Alec Pierce, top five in this as well, 4.28, which is not amazing, but a pretty good time for a guy who's 6'3", 11. Ooh, 6.76?
Yeah.
That was at his pro day, though, not the combine.
At his pro day, but...
And that was best in the class for those tight ends. Yeah, 6.76 for a tight end that's 250 pounds or 240 whatever pounds George Kittle was. That's blaze.
Moving. And I mean, you can see it. You can see it in this game. So that's the one thing that might, you know, give Shanahan a little pause on any of the pass catchers here, you know, unless it's the Kevin Austin kid. But he covers that three cone and wants to see guys do extremely well in it. We'll see how some of these guys, if they can improve, come pro day time. And I think, you know, he'll take that into consideration as well. I like that.
One more dark horse wide receiver name, and then let's talk quarterbacks. If anybody caught your eye there, the Niners aren't going to draft one high, obviously. But they might need a long-term backup there at quarterback and maybe tight ends, H-back, fullback prospects as well. Coming up, I want to let the folks out there know about Built Bars, though. If you haven't tried Built Bars, you are missing out. If you are trying to stick with the diet, make sure you're eating stuff you like and make sure something like Built Bar is a part of your plan. It's a high protein, low sugar, low calorie, low net carb snack that tastes amazing and is covered in 100% real chocolate. So you don't feel like you're missing out on anything. Go throw away all those candy bars, all those snacks. You know what they are. You know where you're hiding them that are terrible for you. Go throw those in the garbage and replace those in the pantry. At your desk at work, in your glove box, in your car, in your purse, replace those with Built Bars. Have you tried Built Bar Puffs? It's the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. We've got flavors like Churro Puff, Coconut Marshmallow, Banana Cream Pie, which is one of Croc's favorite, I know, and all the classic flavors. I love the peanut butter. Wink loves the coconut. Croc likes the cookies and cream. There is a flavor for everybody and new flavors all the time at built.com, or just buy a bit mixed box of Built Bars if you're not sure what flavor you want. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. That is promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. One more name, Croc, that is, if you're looking for, well, there's a few, we haven't talked a lot about Wandale Robinson yet on this podcast, but I feel like, you know, if you want someone with some run after catch ability and you want to do some of the Debo-y type things, you're not going to find another Debo Samuel, but I think he's a name to watch out there for the 49ers. Day two type of a prospect. He can fly, he can run in short areas, you can hand him the ball, you can throw him the ball, he can return some kicks for you. Treylon Burks, maybe one of the bigger disappointments, I think, from the combine, just because, I mean, he weighed in big and we talked about it. He was the biggest wide receiver there, 6'2", 225. But, you know, mid 4.5s, which is a fine time.
Is that what they gave him officially?
I think 4.55. Let me double check on that. I believe he was 4.55 officially because I think he was 4.5 flat before it got adjusted. Yeah, 4.55 is the official time for Treylon Burks at 6'2", 225, which is not a bad time, but it wasn't, you know, a wow time.
It's not bad, but here's the thing, and I've been a big Treylon Burks guy. I believe he shows more ability to run fast and accelerate past people on film and just outrun defenders. But if you start to look at testing and how those numbers kind of translate to the NFL, what we've seen is very comparable to N'Keal Harry. And they had a very similar issue, lack of separation. Like, they just couldn't do it. Now, not everybody has to separate, especially if you can win vertically. So you look at Ja'Marr Chase. I don't think he was a big separator, but hey, I still can win vertically. So it's not that much of an issue. N'Keal Harry couldn't, because he couldn't really outrun people. So everything had to be a contested catch. And is Treylon Burks going to fall into that same category? And if so, like, you would feel more comfortable if it's like, well, he's not much of a separator, but he ran 4.42. Okay. But you start getting 4.55.
Yeah.
Now you start, okay, how does that? Now the NFL guys, they're not going to be afraid of that. So he's going to have to really make his niche on winning at the catch point. And there are guys that have been able to do that, but, you know, it's just, it doesn't translate as well. So it just might ding him. It might ding him a little bit. I don't think that'll take away from the teams that liked him pre-draft, pre-combine.
Yeah, I think he runs after the catch better than N'Keal Harry did. But again, if you're going to win a lot of contested catch stuff, that's pretty telling in the college game, because you got to be able to separate in college, because you're going to separate less, right, in the NFL. And he doesn't have a lot of hops either. 33 inches, not a great vertical jump either for Treylon Burks. I mean, for the layperson, you know, he's still throwing down jams, you know, at 6'2 with a 33 inch vertical, no problem there. But again, he's not an above the rim type of athlete. So he's a little bit on the ground, run after catch guy, run with.
And I didn't think he ran routes as well as I would like watching him at the combine. Mm-hmm. Like, just what it looked like watching him, you know, get out of breaks. You know, there was some kind of little few stumbles, you know, just certain things that were, you know, I just made note of, and I don't want to make too much of it, but I definitely noticed.
He had a 10.2 broad jump, which is, I think, really close to what Deebo Samuel jumped, but Deebo had a 39 inch vertical and ran 4.48 or something like that at the combine. So yeah, the Deebo comps there. I'm just trying to show you Treylon Burks, not as explosive as Deebo Samuel. And he didn't look as explosive on tape, but he looked big and strong and looked like he could do some things. But I think it hurts Treylon Burks' stock, but that also means maybe he's in that second round range instead of being wide receiver one in this class too. So there's good and bad to that. Maybe he ends up in a better spot. Maybe he ends
remember
up-
all those guys similar to him, the AJ Browns, the Deebo Samuel, and all, they all went second round.
Yep,
except for N'Keal Harry, and even then, N'Keal Harry, he was late first round. I think one of the last picks in the first round.
How about Eric Azikama, former running back turned wide receiver? He's got some size to him, 6'2", 209, long arms. He can run after the catch a little bit. He's going to be a day three type of a pick out of Texas Tech. He did not run the three cone, but he had a nice little vertical, 36 and a half, not terrible. Pretty decent broad jump as well. And Eric Azikama is a name to watch, kind of some Mohamed Sanu vibe, strong, bigger body guy that I could see Kyle Shanahan liking, that he can get the ball in his hands in different ways, former running back turned wide receiver, just a name to watch on day three. Not a wow athlete, but he's got some strength, can run after the catch. Someone I think Kyle Shanahan could look at and say, yeah, I kind of like that guy. I want to move
on. I made note of somebody real quick who also might be somewhat of a sleeper. Velus Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he flew.
He flew.
He was in college for 6 years, transferred, then had an extra year because of COVID. He was in college forever, and he never really had monster seasons. When you got that kind of athleticism and you're built like he is, he's got a stocky 6 feet, 200-plus pounds. And he should have been more productive based on what kind of athlete he is.
Right. So as a guy, you know, a day three pick, who were you thinking, okay, maybe there's some upside here, ran well, maybe, you know, return capability, he could do that. But also I saw a few tweets from some people, and they were like, hey, this Velus Jones guy, he might be the most polished receiver out there right now. Now, I didn't necessarily see that, but just for someone to make note of that, he was doing something right. Did well at the Senior Bowl. He did well at the Senior Bowl. He was getting behind guys, he was running past them. Like, he did do well Senior Bowl week.
We've had some folks giving him the next Deebo tag as well, and some folks in the some of our listeners have thrown his name out there as a fit for the 49ers, and I could absolutely see that on day three somewhere. But a really great workout for him. I want to move on to some other positions here before we go, Croc, that we saw workout Thursday. Tight end. I'm going to throw a dark horse name out there. Look, the 49ers have 3 7th round picks, and this guy might be a 7th rounder, maybe undrafted. He is the son of Ironhead Craig Hayward. He is the brother of Cam Hayward. And he isn't impressive looking, but Connor Hayward, 5'11", 233 pounds. He was a tailback at Michigan State early in his career. He made the transition to sort of tight end H-back. If you're looking for a guy who ran 4.72, if you're looking for somebody on the cheap to eventually replace Kyle Juszczyk, if you don't want to pay twice as much for your fullback as anybody else does in the league. Connor Hayward, maybe one of those seventh round picks, maybe even an undrafted free agent, but just a name to watch. Somebody who could play running back or could play fullback for the 49ers, maybe even a practice squad guy early in his career that can catch the ball a little bit out of the backfield, can play H-back, can play lineup in a lot of places. You can hand him the ball and he can catch the ball okay, and he's got the right temperament. I mean, he's got football in his blood. He's, you know, and maybe if his last name wasn't Hayward, he wouldn't even have been invited to the combine. But ran a 4.72, nice little combination of athleticism, bad body, you know, fullback type of a guy, H-back. But I don't know, someone to watch late because the Niners do have 3 seventh-round picks and maybe even an undrafted guy. So I want to throw him out there.
Okay. And what one other guy, too, that I didn't mention, Slay Bolden, the receiver out of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he's a white guy, so he gets those tweets of hard worker, first guy in, last guy out, you know, the guy you want your daughter to date. You know, he gets those kind of tweets about him. But he didn't run very well, 4.62, and that was unofficial. So I don't even know what his official time was. But I thought he looked good running routes. I thought he was explosive off the ball. I was impressed with that aspect of his game. So I don't know what he's going to be at the next level, but that was one thing that kind of jumped out to me just watching him. You know, he looks the part with how he's built. And I thought movement skills passed the eye test.
Official 4.66, the worst of the entire class for Slade Bolden, wide receiver out of Alabama. But you're not drafting him for his top-end speed, right, Croc?
No. Give me a slot, catch a bunch of passes in.
And Kyle likes those guys. So tight ends, how about Jelani Woods? Showed up almost 260 pounds, 6'7", and then ran a 4.61. He's a day three guy, but might have helped himself a little bit. And I've watched some of Jelani Woods at Virginia, and he is so tall and he is big, 6'7", long strides, not good in the short area though, which is what Kyle likes. But man, he gets to that second, third step and linebackers are like, oh crap, this dude's behind me. And he plays at Virginia, so I kind of like him. I don't think he's gonna go high, but he's one of the few inline sized tight ends in this class, and has some juice getting down the field, getting to the seam. But I don't think he's got the jitterbug short area that Kyle Shanahan's gonna want. Any other tight ends? Maybe a quarterback that caught your eye at the combine. Is there any day three quarterbacks that the Niners might throw a seventh round pick at that could be a long term backup for Trey Lance?
There were some guys that looked like was Zappy out of Western Kentucky. He just looked like just looking at him, I'm like, Kyle Shanahan's gonna like him.
Yeah.
Obviously threw for a ton of yards, broke the collegiate record for most passing yards in the season, but
it doesn't count. You know, Western Kentucky, that offense, you know, just the crazy spread where you just throw it everything everywhere. They put up a lot of yards. You know,
Bailey's Hawaii back in the day. Was that
right? Yeah, exactly. Or like the Texas Tech stuff. But then nobody, because remember that was the thing about Patrick Mahomes when he came out in the draft. He's like, oh, he runs the spread, Texas Tech. And there's no good quarterbacks ever come out of that. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, now we have good quarterbacks running that offense too. So we might have to start paying attention to some of those guys. But Zappy, yeah, physically not impressive. Yeah, backup quarterback. I'm okay with Bailey Zappe if he's still around and with one of those seventh round picks. I don't know if the Niners are going to draft a quarterback at all, and they certainly wouldn't be drafting one early. Last chance, Croc. Any more names from Thursday? Wide receiver, tight end, quarterback that you want to talk about before we go today?
Malik Willis did extremely. I thought, you know, he was impressive from just his talent that he possesses. And out of all the quarterbacks, that was the one that kind of jumped out the most. Like, all right. You know, there's something there because everybody's talking about how weak of a quarterback class this is now. Not someone that's going to be a 49er, but just in general, I think we'll see. Pittsburgh, was it pick 19, pick 20?
Yeah, I think that's 20. To be honest, I don't think Malik Willis is getting past pick 11.
Wow.
And okay. I think he solidified QB1. He's got a personality. You saw him like open up his suitcase and give clothes to a homeless guy on the street. Someone just caught video of this. This is just him doing it, not knowing he's being filmed either. You know, like he's got something to him, smiling, talking in interviews, love hearing him talk. He's clearly the most dynamic as far as arm talent and athleticism out there, dropping some bombs on the on-field drills. I think it's clear that Malik Willis is QB1, and at this point, just because of this class, he probably doesn't get past pick 11 or so is where I would put him in my mock drafts. I wish he would have run because I think he would have been the only guy getting in the 4.4s. Desmond Ridder ended up with the 4.52 unofficial. By the way, Desmond Ridder, I don't know if anybody's on this. I want someone to check what the record is for the fewest steps taken in a 40-yard dash. Desmond Ridder took like 7 steps to go 40 yards. Because I watched him run it in real time. I was like, oh, that didn't look that fast. I was like, what? 4.49 unofficial? I mean, that was crazy.
How did he run a how did he officially run a 4.52 when they put him and Mariota on the simulcam? Mariota ran a 4.52. He beat Mariota.
I don't know. I don't know who's in charge of the unofficials and the officials, but some questionable unofficial 40 times there at the combine this year. Hopefully they get that, because you can't throw that out there. You can't throw a 4.21 and then change it to a 4.28. You can't throw a 4.26 out there and change it to a 4.39 or whatever it was. Like, you can have a couple of hundredths of a second, but can't be doing that. That's just bad for TV too. But Desmond Ridder helped himself out. Nice little workout. Nice little workout. Yeah. Kenny Pickett, tiny hands. I'm sure you're going to talk all about that on Locked On NFL Draft. Thanks, everybody, for making Locked On 49ers your first listen. For your second listen, check out Croc and Ryan Tracy doing Locked On NFL Draft right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Croc will be back with me here Monday, breaking down everything else we saw from the offensive linemen, running backs, D-line, linebackers, and, of course, defensive backs. Maybe even a kicker or two in there when we break down everything we saw from the 2022 scouting combine next week, right here, Locked On 49ers.